Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Sean Worthington. Cloudcoin.com, is that right, Sean?
Yes.
So that's his website.
You can go to cloudcoin.global, too.
Dot global, all right. And then Beyond Bitcoin is his book. Sean, I would like to set something up here and get you to comment on it. The backbone, the internet backbone that circumnavigates the world, is basically privately owned, isn't it? It's a corporate America was allowed to build this out, and it's supposed to be a global utility open to everybody in the world. Service providers go on and off of it, like me, like you, like Google, like Amazon, go on and off of it all the time. And they can shut down services, like Amazon shut down Parler services, but the backbone is still there. And so I can say I'm going to stop doing business with Facebook, with Amazon, with Twitter. I'm not going to use their stuff anymore. But I go to an alternative, and I can still use the backbone. But all they have to do is get control of, or get the organizations that own the backbone to agree with them, and that shuts everything down. What do you think?
Yeah, it's harder with the internet because the internet is, mesh topology that was written specifically to withstand nuclear bombs. And so they might be able to stop you, say, at your house from your internet provider, but with the new Starlink that Elon Musk is putting up there, you've got alternatives that we can use. Mm-hmm. But something like the banking system is very centralized. We've got Visa, we've got PayPal. Those are the major things. And if they choose to shut you down because they don't like your politics, that's really going to destroy you. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing deplatforming with things like YouTube. And we've got Project Veritas that has been sneaking into a lot of these organizations and filming their CEOs talking about how they're trying to change politics.
Yeah.
And we have companies like Chase Bank, which is somebody that debanked me personally. They didn't give us any reason, but we see that that's happening to all kinds of conservatives all over, where they don't like what your opinions are, and they will close your account.
So what do we do about this, Sean? How do we protect ourselves? How do we reclaim our rights?
Well, I think the key is that we all have to have servers in our garages and a protocol that we can work together, making sure that nobody can shut us down. And
most
by doing that,
people aren't going to do that, though, Sean. That's not something, that's not a reason. I hear you. I might do it. You might do it. But the average person is not going to do that. What's next?
Another thing you can do, and it's something I certainly do, is I do not shop at Amazon anymore.
I don't either. If I don't have to, I don't do it. Yeah. Amazon has cost me a lot of money over the years with the way they sell their books. They've cost me a lot of money over the years.
Yes.
They're not honest brokers, folks. Amazon, we've seen them do with Parler. I mean, that what does that tell you about their ethics, their business ethics? What they did to Parler has nothing to do with anything but just control. So we don't post on Facebook anymore. We don't post on Twitter anymore. I use an alternative search engine to Google.
And that's another thing. That's exactly what I use. Use DuckDuckGo or something else. Do not use Google. They are tracking everything that you do. They know you better than you know yourself, and they will use that against you.
Mm-hmm. Folks, this is I know it sounds like conspiracy theories, and had we been talking about this a year ago, you could have been justified in saying, okay, you guys are whack jobs, you're crazy. But folks, look what they've done. Look at the silencing that they've done. Look at the deplatforming they've done. Look at what they did to Parler. Parler is a poster child. And just as I've said before, Sean, there's no such thing as the deep state anymore. The state is out in the open. Big tech is out in the open too, right? We know what we're capable of, right?
They're getting bolder and bolder, and who knows what's coming next.
We gotta watch out, folks, and it's not a Democrat or Republican issue. Thank you, Sean. Sean Worthington, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blessington. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.